Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report.
We need to make a significant commitment to the women of this state and for the families of this state that we are going to protect their rights for fair pay.
That was State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson calling for equal pay for equal work when introducing a package of bills in Sacramento recently. And so with that in mind, the Sacramento Bee decided to see how lawmakers were doing when it came to paying women compared to men at the state capitol. And here's what they found. In the assembly, women make 92 cents on the dollar compared to men. And in the Senate, they make 94 cents to the dollar. That's better than the state's overall workforce average of 84 cents to every dollar. But activists called on the state's capitol to close the gap. Eric Gardner in New York, Michael Brown in Missouri, and now Charlie Kayunang on LA's Skid Row. All these men were unarmed when they died in confrontations with police. The cases have sparked a debate on how officers deal with aggressive suspects. And now in LA, some officers are learning to answer angry, hostile people, not by reaching for their guns, but by taking a different tact, slowing down, talking, and trying to empathize. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Detective Jim Hoffman stands in front of three dozen tough LAPD cops and asks them to role play.
So here's the scenario. Two cops. I am the resident crazy person in front of a 7-Eleven, and I swung at a female customer. The manager called the police, and action.
Hey, sir.
This guy's always causing problems, hey, man. This guy's
don't
like...
Two beat cops step up.
Are you going to rush me?
No, I'm not going to rush you, man.
Because you don't want to do that. I'm a bad man. Just stay back. Are you going to stay back?
Yeah, I'll stay back.
This is hardly the hook'em and book'em policing they were taught in the academy, where they endured grueling physical training to be able to take down bad guys. Here, they're taught to empathize. For 12-year LAPD veteran Alfredo Morales, deciding whether to draw his weapon is no theoretical exercise.
I was involved in a shooting, and pretty much it was deemed suicide by cop.
2 years ago in Echo Park, he says he shot a man who said, "Go ahead and shoot me," and appeared to point a gun at him and his partner. It was a cell phone. Chief Charlie Beck ruled the shooting was within policy. At LAPD headquarters downtown, he and other officers spend a week learning how to respond calmly to lots of yelling and screaming. They also learned about schizophrenia, autism, and obsessive-compulsive disorders, issues often lurking behind difficult interactions. One by one, the officers step in front of a simulator where an actor on a screen is waving something inside an old, broken-down bus in a field. It's hard to see what.
Sir!
Go away!
Can you come outside
for
a second?
Go away!
Sir, what are you doing in there?
This is my land!
Some officers are better at talking to him than others. Some draw their taser. Others don't. They all hold their fire, including Morales.
That moment, it's very difficult because it's such a fluid situation. We need to decide whether or not he's a threat to ourselves or the public or both, or threat to himself.
Detective Jim Hoffman coaches officers to take their time.
Once you determine there is no immediate threat, you can begin the process, and make no mistake about it, it is a process to de-escalate the situation.
He tells them, talk to the person, ask for a first name, introduce yourself by your own first name. Wait, use humor. Officer Morales says he gets it now.
I'm starting to see that these people need help, and I really didn't see that when I was on patrol.
It turns out the elderly homeless man in the simulation was swinging a cane. This training came just 10 days after the fatal shooting of an unarmed, mentally ill black man on Skid Row, which was caught on videotape. Police say the 43-year-old man, suspected of robbery, grabbed for one of their guns. Activist Pete White says officers were too hasty.
From the video I saw an officer on each limb. I saw that it was virtually impossible to grab the gun and to do any damage.
He wonders why the officers didn't step back.
They could have continued talking.
But even at this training class, Detective Hoffman insists talking doesn't always work.
You know, just like the recent shooting on Skid Row, they were responding to 211. There's no time to, hi, sir, how are you? My name is so-and-so. No, they're in a tactical situation.
P. Peter Moskos, a former Baltimore City police officer, teaches at New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says the techniques taught at this class only work if everyone uses them. But too often, a more aggressive, obnoxious cop swoops in and makes a mess of things.
This frustrates cops to no end because you can be de-escalating the scene and then someone in your squad shows up and you go, oh my God, now it's going to explode because they just don't know how to talk to people because they don't have that empathy.
Sergeant Sandy Klein, who joined the LAPD in 1983, says he's seen officers rush to tackle someone too fast, prompting more aggression from the suspect.
And I think everybody, including the public, would like to see officers a little less hands-on, more the attitude of trying to talk them to jail.
Sergeant Klein works the bicycle detail in Van Nuys. Riding the streets, he interacts with a lot of people, like the one in the next simulation. This time, the actor on the screen is playing an angry Iraq War veteran.
I just got back, like, 2 weeks ago, man. 2 weeks ago.
Well, tell me about it.
Nobody listens to me. Nobody understands. Nobody knows what it was like over there. Hey, what are you trying to do? Don't
sir,
talk to me.
Sir, I'm here to help you. Sir, relax.
God, I can't take this anymore.
Klein does well. He talks the guy down, but he too offers the familiar refrain. Officer safety comes first.
Oh, it's paramount. I want myself, my officers, to go home safely every night. But I want the person we're dealing with to be safe. It's all about safety.
Just how police accomplish that is what's now under increased scrutiny. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Monday, March 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford Medicine pediatric specialists are at 80 locations throughout the Bay Area. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2016 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at irvine.org.